Hey, this is Jody. Just having a lazy Saturday morning. Just enjoying the fact that it's 6:45 in the morning. It's nice and quiet at the moment. Everybody else is probably still sleeping. And it's going to be a very warm day today. It's going to be about 30 degrees. So that'll be nice because tomorrow could quite possibly be 20 the way Melbourne's going at the moment. And rain. We've had the most bizarre weather patterns, but that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is people's perception and tolerance of things. It always amazes me how different we all are. And for instance, talking about perception, what one person thinks is okay or perceives to be okay, somebody else may not. And this can be from a personal choice, such as taste, where one person may like a painting, another may not. If somebody likes a certain food, another may not. If somebody likes to stay at home on a Friday night, others may not. And there's also a little bit broader and a little bit larger when it comes to people's perception of wealth, where we think, some people think wealth is actually measured by the assets you have and the money you have. If you travel to some countries, their perception of wealth is the amount of family and friends they have around and their quality of life. And by quality of life, it's the happiness that they have, and that to them is wealthy. So they may not have the same monetary things that we do, but their happiness is much higher than ours. And I guess it goes back to the old, do you work to live or live to work? And we tend to live to work in Australia anyway, and a lot of probably other countries similar. But in a lot of poorer countries, we call them poor, but they're not. They're not poor at all. In fact, they don't understand our way of life. And I think you need to travel to these countries and immerse yourself into those cultures to understand. So that's perception. And then, of course, there's tolerance. What one person's tolerance of a situation can be very different to somebody else's. My tolerance of perhaps ignorant people can be very short, whereas somebody else can give them all the time in the world. My tolerance of pain is very high, whereas my poor dear grandmother who's in hospital, her pain tolerance is very, very low and extremely low. My tolerance has actually changed over the years as well, where I once had very little tolerance for anything that was different to my way of life and my understanding and my beliefs. It was very minimal, but now my tolerance to other people's beliefs and their way of life has changed quite a bit. I think you do change as you mature. I think I've said it before in another post that the way you are in your teens is very different to the way you are in your 20s and your 30s and so on. And thank goodness, because you don't want to be the same person you are in your teens when you're 30. It sounds idealistic to some people, but it's not the best way to be. See, again, that's my perception. That's my perception of it. Could be wrong. Other people's perception could be that when they reach 40, they would like to react to things the same way that they are in their teens. There's other events that you can probably pluck from the air, and everybody's perception and tolerance of those will be different. Well, I'm just about out of time, so goodbye. I'm going to have a coffee.